Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, the Irish cybersecurity sector has witnessed significant growth in recent years, but as the need to compete with other countries in this space intensifies, how do we ensure that this sector can continue to thrive in Ireland? Dr. Owen Byrne from Cyber Ireland joins us now to tell us why it's important to continue to develop the cybersecurity skill set of the Irish workforce. Owen, start by providing us with an insight into the work of Cyber Ireland.
So Cyber Ireland is the national cybersecurity cluster organisation. It's an industry representative body for all the cybersecurity companies in Ireland, from startups, SMEs, to large multinational companies, to academics and government agencies. And we set it up in 2019. The initial challenge where it came out of was to address the cybersecurity skills shortages that we have in Ireland. To date, we have 180 members across Ireland at a national level who are working together to make Ireland a leading location in Europe for cybersecurity.
And what will it take to make Ireland a leading location in Europe for this?
That's a good question, something we've been working on since 2019. We have a really strong cybersecurity sector in Ireland. So we did a report about 2 years ago in 2022, which mapped out the size of the cybersecurity sector in Ireland. So we know that there's nearly 500 companies here providing cybersecurity services, solutions. They employ 7,500 people in Ireland. Those companies make about €2 billion in revenue and contribute about €1 billion in gross value add to the economy every year. So cybersecurity is really, really important, not just from a national cybersecurity and resilience point of view for the government, for businesses, for citizens, but also as a really strong economic sector of our country. And that's based off of the multinational presence that we have here. So out of those 7,500 jobs, about 7 out of 10 of those are based in multinational companies, and particularly US companies make up about 55% of employment. And what we're looking to do is, how do we leverage that strong multinational sector and the talent that we have in those companies to be able to develop Ireland as a hub in Europe for cybersecurity and to develop our own indigenous cybersecurity companies so that we have new startups that are developing products and services and solutions for the needs of both government, businesses, people in Ireland and internationally.
And how are you going to go about doing that?
Well, we've been working on this for the past 5 years, and the initial challenge that got companies working together was around skills shortages. And for the past 5 years, we survey our members every year, and the top challenge coming back from them is, again, skills shortages. So we've been working on that with our partners across the education and training institutes. We have 15 universities and training providers as members of Cyber Ireland at a national level. And our job here is to understand what are both the current and future demand for cybersecurity roles in Ireland, and then working with the education training providers so that they can align their courses so that they're producing the right types of graduates in the right types of amounts that are meeting the needs of industry into the future. So that's one key pillar of what we do. There's another one around business growth. So how are we supporting new cybersecurity startups in Ireland? One of the biggest challenges there for cybersecurity startups is access to capital and investors. There's no dedicated cybersecurity startup funds in Ireland. So that's one thing that we do, while also supporting Irish companies to export internationally and break into new markets. And we have a final one then around advocacy and promotion. So understanding what are the business challenges that cybersecurity companies have in Ireland, and then working with the government to address those challenges as well.
In terms of the skill requirements, is it a certificate, diploma, degree or master's qualification level?
We need them across the board. So our goal is to develop a sustainable pipeline of cybersecurity talent in Ireland. We've mapped out what the opportunity for growth in Ireland is out to 2030 from that report. So going on current growth of about 10% per annum, and it's actually more than that, it's 12% that the sector is growing at, we could have the potential to have 17,000 people employed in the sector by 2030. And those companies would contribute about $1 or $2 billion in gross value added to the economy. So to meet that demand of an extra 10,000 additional jobs, we would need to be recruiting in an additional 1,000 people to the sector every year. So that's the potential that's there. And what we've done is actually map out all of the courses in Ireland that are producing people with cybersecurity skills, from certificate level undergraduate level, master's and PhD. And really, we need all of those. And also career conversion courses such as apprenticeship programs are very valuable there. But on the other side of that, we also need to ensure that we're creating entry level roles for people to get their first job in cybersecurity.
And of course, cyber threats are probably the greatest threat facing Irish businesses today. So are there any specific cybersecurity skills that may be required over the coming years?
Yes, so we ran a labour market demand report last year, looking back over the past 4 years, what were the cybersecurity roles that were in most demand in the country? 2018, there was 2,000 roles advertised. In 2022, there was 6,700 cybersecurity roles advertised. So that's a threefold increase in 4 years, showing there's massive demand in industry for people with cybersecurity skills. We were able to map types of roles that they're looking for. So these are roles like cybersecurity engineers, implementers, incident responders, risk managers were the top three that were coming out. And the top sectors that are recruiting are across information technology, financial services and cybersecurity. And we're seeing growth in those demand for those roles all across the country. So it really supports regional economic development in that it's not just in Dublin. We're seeing very strong growth across the southeast, southwest, midwest, west, even up into the northwest as well. Another thing that's really going to impact the growth of the sector and also the demand for skills over the coming years is European regulation. So we have European regulation for financial services companies called DORA. We have another one called the NIS2 directive, which is going to widen the number of sectors that come under cybersecurity requirements in Europe from 7 to, it's going to double it to 15. And that's being implemented in October this year. And then there's another one coming in the next 2 years called the Cyber Resilience Act. And this means that every digital product that's out on the market will have to have a cybersecurity certificate. So you can imagine the amount of cybersecurity skills and solutions that are going to be needed to ensure everything from your smartwatch or your fridge at home has a cybersecurity certificate with it as well.
So on the basis of that labour market demand report that you published, what were the salary levels across the industry?
They range. So graduate salaries, it can be very attractive, 35,000 to 45,000 and above. The median salaries for cybersecurity roles in Ireland is about 75,000. So that's the average. How we compare then internationally to other locations we mapped it against, like the UK and Europe, is that Ireland actually has higher salaries for cybersecurity roles than a lot of those comparative regions.
As a result of that, are some of these 500 cyber-related companies in Ireland then looking at outsourcing the roles overseas? Or secondly, are they looking at bringing some talent in from overseas to fill these roles currently?
What we've seen over the last 5 years is there's consistently been very strong recruitment of cybersecurity professionals from overseas. And Ireland is a fantastic place for people to come and work, provides great opportunities, English speaking. And so we'll continue to see that into the future. Ireland provides a very strong location for cybersecurity in Europe in its business environment, the language, the time zone that we have here, and that'll probably continue to go on as a hub in Europe as well. So I wouldn't see that changing. What we might see is that some of the entry-level roles may be outsourced to cheaper locations. But it's really important that we actually hold on to those roles, entry-level roles, because they form part of a really important talent pipeline in that we need to have roles there for people who are career converters or undergraduates to start their career in cybersecurity so that they can work their way up through various different roles and gain the experience of it, instead of maybe relying on bringing in talent from abroad.
And just on the topic of career converters, what industries are people coming across into cyber from?
IT obviously would be a very strong one. People with a networking background. But we've seen them from across all different areas. The Defence Forces has a very strong pipeline of people moving into cybersecurity, as well as the Guards as well. But we've seen people coming who are working in restaurants and chefs and across the board. So a key message that we want to get out is that a career in cybersecurity can be for anyone. It's actually more looking at do you have the kind of a mindset that of a hacker, somebody who likes to solve challenges? Capture the Flag competition is a great way to kind of understand if you have the mindset for working in cybersecurity. And there is actually a national Capture the Flag competition that's been run up in Croke Park for about 500 people on the 23rd of March by 0 Days Capture the Flag. And you'll have everyone from secondary school students to college students to career professionals and adults attending that as well.
Owen, what actions will be needed by government and other relevant stakeholders in order to realise the potential of the sector?
So as part of our cyber sector report that we launched in 2022, we made a number of recommendations for both industry, academia and government to work together to drive the development of the sector so that we could reach our cyber potential out to 2030, which is those 17,000 jobs, $2 billion in gross value add. And I suppose the first priority there is looking to government to be both a coordinator and a catalyst for the development of the cybersecurity industry in Ireland. So the National Cybersecurity Centre has a remit for protecting government and critical national infrastructure. With the proper resourcing and funding in place, they can also play a key role in the development of the sector. For example, in the UK, the National Cybersecurity Centre has had a very strong role in developing the industry in the UK. And we've seen that work very well in models across the Netherlands, Estonia and Israel, who are all leaders in cybersecurity. And we also need to take a whole of government approach to cybersecurity. It doesn't just touch on, you know, Department of Communications and National Cybersecurity Centre. It's right across Department of Enterprise, supporting businesses and development, Department of Further and Higher Education on skills and research, Department of Justice, and across the board, Department of Public Expenditure for public procurement as well. So that would be the first piece around coordinating government and government being a catalyst for the development of industry. There's been some significant developments with funding for the NCSC, but we need more and we need it to be a priority for government as well. There's also an industrial strategy for cybersecurity being developed by government, which has the potential to accelerate the sector if we can get the right strategic support in place. A key one would be around skills development. So ensuring that, you know, for those 6,700 roles, are we actually meeting that with the right type of supply? And we would need to understand the supply into the sector better for that. And also looking at the role of apprenticeship programs for career converters. But we also need to make sure that we have the really advanced skills in Ireland. So that means that we have PhDs that are researching in security. And if we want to be a leader for cybersecurity globally and in Europe, what we need is a national cybersecurity research centre. At the moment, security research is very fragmented across a number of university research groups. There is no one leading centre for cybersecurity in Ireland, and so we don't have this centre of gravity for cybersecurity research that makes it easy for industry to engage with and also creates a critical mass of researchers. And if we look up the road to Belfast, who invested in a cybersecurity research centre over 10 years ago, they are seeing the fruits of that labour today in that they have a research centre that has basic research. It's producing new technologies that they're licensing to companies. They have an accelerator programme creating new startups as well. And we are competing for them with them for foreign direct investment as well. So that's a key piece of it. And the final piece is, how are we developing the indigenous or domestic cybersecurity sector in Ireland? And there's great potential here in that there's already about 60 Irish companies that are exporting cybersecurity products and services internationally. But how do we double this? And there's some significant supports that we need in this area. One is a cybersecurity innovation and startup program for new entrepreneurs. We need an accelerator program to support companies to scale and sell internationally. We need access to capital and investment and a dedicated cybersecurity investment fund as well.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Dr. Owen Byrne, and it was great to hear about his extensive insights into the cybersecurity sectors in Ireland and beyond.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.